Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. BestHealthGallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Alec, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from the launching pad in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, you're listening to VNN, Vortex Network News. I'm your host, Aurora Light. And here with me in the studio is the one and the only Dr. Houdini.
Good evening, Aurora.
Used to be the one and the lonely, right? Now you're the one and the only. What happened, Dr. Houdini?
I met you.
And then what happened?
And then it was a match guided by heaven.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. Quite spectacular.
Oh, it was.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good times. Now, what do you have on your head right now?
My hat.
What is it? I haven't seen a hat like that since I watched Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle never wore a hat.
Well, somebody did on that cartoon. I think it was a mounted royal police or something.
This hat, this is my dream hat. And it was a hat worn by this character by the name of MacReady in the movie The Thing. And
he was The Thing?
He was Kurt Russell. Kurt okay. Russell played a starring role in that movie called The Thing. And he had this really cool hat. And a listener out there can go and Google MacReady's hat.
Well, you know, Dr. Houdini, it's kind of like guest jeans. Depends who's ass it's on. Now, you're talking about a hat that was worn by Kurt Russell.
Right.
Okay. Do you resemble Kurt Russell in any way?
A tiny bit.
Well, there you go, folks. This is what I'm dealing with.
I have a head and a body. That's the resemblance.
Okay, well, good luck with your new look. Try wearing it in Circle K and see if they call the police.
I'm going to wear it to the party tomorrow.
No, you're not going to wear that to the party for all night. No. Because then you'll have to resign from the organization afterwards.
They're going to make me resign.
Try wearing that hat into Circle K and see if they call the police. Just wear it to a few Circle K's around town. See what happens.
Well, I'll wear it to an Alliance event.
No, you better not do that. I'm warning you now. It could mean total destruction for you and Alliance. That could be a severed cord.
But the listener, go and Google MacReady hat, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, it's fabulous, folks.
Oh, I've been wanting this hat for years.
No.
Literally years.
Now I have to suffer because you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look at this thing. So you can't see it. It's on top of your head.
No. The audio, listening audience can't. But go and Google MacReady hat, and you'll see it.
Now, I'm the one who has to suffer because you wanted this hat,
Kurt
right?
Kurt Russell's head.
This thing is too much. All right, so now, and then you got an Ashtar command. So you got the Ashtar command button on the front.
Yeah, I got that.
It's a big logo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think if you wear that out in public, you could be arrested.
You think so?
Yeah, indecent exposure of something.
Mm-hmm.
Of something, you know, indecent exposure of a hat. Obscene hat.
Yeah, that movie I think first came out back in the I think early 90s.
Yeah.
No, I think it was back in the 80s.
Was it The Guiding Light for Your Life?
Yeah. And, you know, I looked at that hat he was wearing, and it's, I got to have that hat. I got to have it. And I finally have it, and I have it on.
25 years later, you got it.
Yeah, it only took 25 years.
This is Dr. Houdini. He's a real shopper.
Yeah. Oh, not like you.
No.
Oh, no.
No, I can just walk in some place in 20 minutes, drop a load, and I'm done. I'm out.
Spontaneous.
There.
You're one of these spontaneous buyers.
10 minutes after I walk in, I'm done. I've spent my wad.
Right.
That's it. I'm there. I'm done.
You came, you saw, you bought.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's my idea of shopping.
Right.
And yours, on the other hand.
I got that.
Yours, on the other hand, is going and looking at things. And looking.
I'm not really a spontaneous buyer.
No.
You know, I like to study the market and try before I buy.
Well, that's why I was married twice before you and you weren't.
How many husbands did you burn through?
Just two. They're not dead either. That's a good sign. If their exes are still alive, that's a good sign.
Uh-huh.
If they're not burned out completely and in the grave.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. So you're so lucky. You're in such good company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm counting my blessings.
You better be.
Yes.
Because there's one thing I need. It's appreciation. I can do with almost everything else.
Right.
But appreciation, that's so important to one's self-esteem.
Now, tomorrow we're going to an event.
Yeah.
And it starts at 4:30 p.m.
God, what am
I think Mark said he's going to be there.
Okay. All right. We'll see who shows up.
Yes.
Thank God it's not people who have to work till 5 or 6.
Oh, heavens no.
No, that's the CEOs and the bosses. They get to go early, right?
Right.
And it's business.
You'll probably see a row right in front of the place with Porsches, Mercedes-Benz, Ferraris,
well, that's because
Bentleys.
That's because this party is business to business.
Right. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what all the group is that we belong to. Is it's business to business. So you have to be invited in.
That's right. You do have to be invited to this organization, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we put our audience to sleep, what do you have to talk about?
Oh, well, Aurora Tech. What's happening at Aurora Tech here?
Well, are you working on that biotech patent, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about the biotech patent. What do you think it's about? Did you narrow it down so you can describe it?
Well, I came up with a title.
That's
you know, and the title's very important, Aurora.
It is.
Yes, yes. So that when I go and file it.
So when you write your nonsense, it has
specific.
A title. When you write your nonsense, you want to give it a title.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've been doing a lot of work on the equations.
They don't care. They're not
yes,
businesses.
They do. There are equations in some of those patents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they may be in the patents, but that's not what gets you the patent. Okay? You don't get the patent for your physics. You get the patent if they believe your machine, your instrument, your device, whatever you want to call your device,
believe it.
That it actually does what you say it's going to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you better regroup. Because you're
okay.
Not going to have physicists naturally studying your patent, probably.
Well, I didn't say I was going to put the entire physics in.
You were
going
to outline it?
No, just a couple of equations here and there.
Okay. Give them a taste of it?
Yeah, a little taste of it.
A taste of physics.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like your cliff notes for in physics.
Mm-hmm.
Your physics cliff notes
right.
In the patent.
Yes.
Okay. And what are you going
to
do?
But I wanted to make sure that was all in place here.
Yeah.
So that at least I know what I'm talking about. So.
Well, good luck on that. You're speaking at the Eurodef conference, sir.
Yeah, that's coming up next week.
Yeah.
We're very busy getting ready for that.
Yes, and we're having...
Getting all our ducks lined up.
Thank God we've got some
us.
People staying at our house for a couple of days watering our plants this time.
Oh, yes.
Thank God.
Uh-huh.
It's always nice to have somebody doing that for us.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to come back to anything dead.
No dead plants, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they each need TLC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Individual care.
Yes. So we're busy getting ready for Aerodef.
And you're taking some technology with you, some vitality pods.
Yes. Well, I'm planning the booth. So I'm getting all that set up. You know, what I want to take with. And it's going to be quite impressive. I think we're going to have a great booth.
You don't wear that hat?
Yes, I am. I'm going to wear my MacReady hat.
Oh, God. Help me. That would be the scariest thing ever. It'd be like the Flintstones moving in.
Well, you know, when I took it over to the hat shop a few weeks ago, because I bought the hat and then I took it over to this hat shop so they can make the correct folds. And she said, you know, that's a really cool hat. You know, I like this hat. I like it. It's got these cool folds to it.
Well, what do you think a florist is going to say when you pick up the bouquet? What do you think a hat folder is going to say when you come in with a hat to fold? I hate that hat you picked out.
No one has ever told me
that. That hat you picked out and you're going to spend $50 on getting folded? I just hate it. Do you think they're going to ever say that?
No.
Okay, then. Don't brag. They're getting paid to say that.
Are you kidding me?
See how you are? You're too vulnerable.
I never got that impression, Aurora.
You thought that she meant it.
Yes. She did. It's like the old miner's hat, you know.
Nothing.
And it's so appropriate here in Arizona. This hat is appropriate in Arizona only.
Yeah, especially if you're in a mine. That's
yeah.
Where to wear
like Jerome.
If you're in a mine, that's where to wear that hat.
It's like Jerome, Arizona.
Yeah.
Over there at the asylum.
You're there blowing up a mountain to get to some gold vein. That's what that hat looks like.
Yeah.
Sad, really. You blow it up Mother Earth to get to some gold veins. That's pitiful, you know?
That's par for the course here.
Well, they should know.
Welcome to planet Earth, Aurora.
They should know some alchemy. We should get it on with a little alchemy.
Now, I want to mention to everyone that I was chosen to give a lecture at this conference. And the title of the lecture is Inertial and Gravitational Mass Modification for Faster Than Light Deep Space Applications.
One more time with gusto. It was a little dull the way you read it. Nobody could get into that.
Well, did you know, Roy, that in quantum physics, it's known that boson spin zero, macroparticles or Cooper pairs related to superconductivity have net zero momentum?
No.
Did you know that?
But that sounds like my second husband.
Yeah. No momentum, huh?
Net zero momentum. For those of you who know him, only kidding, folks.
Now, when you apply to that ex-husband an electric force.
Yeah. Like a cattle prod.
He moves without resistance and therefore quantum tunnels through a barrier known as Einstein's special theory of relativity.
We need to go to the lecture. You put it all in the paper.
Yeah. The macroparticles emulated is a large-scale device by counter-rotating neodymium magnets aligned along the same axis in an opposing magnetic field configuration.
This is your lecture?
Yeah, this is my
abstract.
You put
it all on a piece of paper and give it out to them beforehand?
Well, I have to give them a little key to it, but the lecture is incredible.
It goes beyond that?
I'm going to be giving.
It goes beyond that?
Oh, yeah.
This is just the intro?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is quite an intro.
Yeah, it is. That's nice. Probably why I was selected.
Yes, you are magnificent.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, I've got to be over here applauding.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Dr. Houdini won't be smiling anymore. No, seriously, folks. He is fantastic. And what he does and how he presents it, it's just awesome. That's why you get chosen to speak year after year.
Yes. And then in July, I'm giving another lecture at the Coffee Conference. That's Conference on Future Energy. That's Tom Vallone's group.
What day is that going to be on?
That is, Tom hasn't specified the dates.
He hasn't put together a schedule yet.
He hasn't put together the schedule yet, but it's going to be 2 days of lectures, July 28th and 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And
then what about
the title of this one's Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology.
This time I hope you have some flyers and a big poster on it at the event so people see it.
Yeah.
Have a big poster
I've
this
got
time.
I've got that. Uh-huh.
Because Tom Vallone can't be counting on good PR.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Yeah, he was, maybe this year it'll be better because he had a full-time job last year, plus he was putting on the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I think he's not working anymore.
Yeah,
he's
I think
gonna
he retired.
Retire so that he could do it full-time, he told me.
Right.
So we'll see.
Now, this next lecture at the Coffee Conference, the title of this one is Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology. So I'll be talking about warp drive engines and how to do it. So that should be quite entertaining.
For you?
To the troops. Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'll get out my banjo.
Start doing the soft shoe. Give me those soft shoes. There's nothing else. A two. Scooby-Doo-Doo. Okay, well, Billy, your presentations are always very informative and well done. So I'm looking forward to see what you did this year. And you have to submit that presentation ahead of time. Is that the way it works?
Oh, yeah.
To be accepted?
Right.
I wonder how many applications they got.
No, I'm still working on one for Steve.
Okay.
And my plan is to talk about the physics of free energy devices.
Okay. Well, I think you better email that to him as soon as possible because Steve is you know, the type of person who likes to do everything in advance. We're talking about the Extraordinary Technology Conference that's held simultaneously with the Coffee Conference. And that's there in Albuquerque at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love participating in it with a booth and Bill speaking there, which he has been fortunate enough to be able to speak there for the last couple of years.
Right.
So awesome. Yeah. So we'll have some technology there for people this year.
Yes, absolutely. We finally started building our Vitality pads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. And this will be for racehorses, the racehorse industry,
mm-hmm.
the pet industry, the water industry, and the people industry, rejuvenating people.
Right. Yes, it's the Vitality Healing Pad.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy and I, we look at this as a huge breakthrough. You know, it's Star Trek technology manifesting in the real world here. So we're going to be showing off our product line here, the Vitality Healing Pad.
Mm-hmm.
So we officially opened our factory last week, and we're starting to manufacture those pads.
And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. So those people who want to purchase them, you're going to have the prices up soon?
Soon.
Before we go to the conference?
I hope so.
It would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when people ask me something, I could tell them the price.
Right.
Then I could take orders. Then I could make sales.
Right.
You see how it works?
Yeah. But before we do anything, I have to make sure I get the patent in place.
Well, you better get
patent pending.
You better get off this microphone and get busy.
Right. I will do that.
Microphone Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got that big conference coming up. And the excitement is endless because we're going to be presenting a new physics to these engineers.
Right. And, you know, I've been studying the physics for quite some time. I kind of laid the groundwork for the basis of free energy technology about 12, 13 years ago. And I wrote a book on it. And I've been going over the material in that book, and I find it quite astounding. You know, the technical level in that book is quite well done.
Are you impressing yourself again?
I'm very impressed with myself. Yes, I am.
Like most people. Unfortunately.
I did a very good job on that.
There's very few other people that are, unfortunately. That's the problem with most people. They impress themselves to no end.
Right.
But it doesn't go beyond
that. I'm very impressed with myself.
It's incredible. I'm so happy to hear you're impressed. It's very exciting.
But there's some very interesting discoveries in there.
Well, that's so exciting for the rest of us.
And, you know, I've been looking at the body of work that exists out there on the internet.
That's not good.
And, you know, they take a number of things, you know, as they work through the physics.
All right.
They seem to take a number of things for granted. And you really can't do that, you know, when you're making discoveries like we are here at Aurora Tech. You know, especially in the area of free energy technology. And so I do plan to talk about that in my lectures, you know, in my future lectures. The future looks bright. Yes, it does.
Well, Dr. Houdini, I think our Vitality Pad is going to be a huge hit. So when you get the prices together and the patent in place, we're ready to rock. Wrong.
Absolutely, Aurora. Absolutely.
And those of you listening,
it's all in the pipeline here.
Those of you listening who want to order one and get on our list to get one of the first ones that we release to the public, make sure you contact us. We got out a phone number, 480 574-4388. That's the direct number to the launching pad. And we do have private stock at $1 a share. So make sure you contact us and make sure you obtain a lot of that stock right now when it's at the seed level at $1 a share. It's when you want to get in. This is the best time to get into Aurora Tech that there'll ever be, because we're just finishing up our development here for sales here this year. And Dr. Houdini had a very exciting year of putting together this product line. So you'll be very excited when we release it. The water technology, let's talk about that tonight.
Yes, the structured water.
Yeah, we're going to debut that.
Yes, we are. We're going to be showing our technology there.
These Crocs could be somehow used on airlines for the pilots to be able to drink to avoid fatigue. If you could bottle that water, somehow structure it, and then if they structured it and they took it on their flight, and you know, in a bottle, that would be good. It would last a few hours in the structure, wouldn't it?
Yes, but I'm kind of thinking more along the lines of a vitality pad for the pilots.
Right. A vitality pad would be important.
Yes.
Now, I just wondered, is there any way to get structured water to all these people who want it, who fly?
Well, I would say yes.
I wonder how we'd go
about
it. It
could be added to their... Well, you know, I mean, they store the water in tanks, you know, aboard the aircraft.
Right, so if you could charge up the tank.
Right, yes.
That would be so incredible.
Yeah, you can do that, too. I mean, the effect isn't immediate, though, okay, with the structured water.
Mm-hmm.
It generally takes about 20 to 30 days.
Oh, before
okay,
the cellular...
before you start to get a reaction.
Well, the cellular structure, before it really is noticeably wetter.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have some results instantaneously.
Well, this is what we see with the plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our fast grow technology.
That there's a buildup factor.
Well, it's a cumulative.
That's what I meant to say, a cumulative factor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is a temporal effect,
mm-hmm.
and that over time, you know, since we're shortening the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, for growing the plant, it's going to be a cumulative.
So awesome, the effect. Just see the difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go to our home page and see a photo of one of our plants,
mm-hmm.
and how it compares to, you know, utilizing off-the-shelf technology
mm-hmm.
and a side-by-side comparison. And you can see a dramatic difference using our technology. Now it's just in a few weeks. So, yeah, check that out, folks. You know, there's a photo on our website.
We can use this water technology. Now, did you come up with a name yet for our water charging system? Reconditioning system? Do we have a special name for it yet?
Oh, you know what? Not yet.
Yeah, we do need one.
I don't think we have one at this time.
Not yet. So we'll have to think that one through.
Right.
You liked Holy Water, but I don't know.
Well, that was just a nickname.
It's a cute nickname, but it's kind of blasphemous to use it, you know, because it's supposed to be blessed by a priest in the Catholic Church.
Right. Know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some people might consider that blasphemous, too. But, you know, use mm-hmm. a name like that. So what else?
Well, I really
it really is Holy Water, because it's holy constructed. It's, you know, it's more of a whole unit.
Yeah.
So I would call it nano water, maybe. I like that name. N-A-N-O. Nano water.
Well, we'll give it some thought.
See if that nano water was taken yet.
Mm-hmm.
If not, maybe I'll grab it. I would like to have that, maybe. Because it's a small molecule like we're creating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I like that because it's descriptive. But we'll meditate on it and see, see what else there is in the pipeline in our brain.
Right.
So we're going to come up with the water template. We're going to show them the water system. And now, are we going to put a bottle over it so people can have a glass of it? I think that'd be a good idea. Because some people will feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You should bring some 5-gallon bottles and then little cups.
Well, what we could do is just bring the platform and maybe pass out some bottled water or.
No.
No.
No, little baby cups, those little 1-ounce cups, those 2-ounce cups, like
right.
you get at the dentist's office, whole 2-ounce cups.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to pass out. You're going to have a stack of those next to it, and they're going to pour their own. Okay, right out of your water system and test it. It's a great conversation, Pete, to get them to stop at our booth and talk to us.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good idea, Roy.
I'm going to put a little sign on the water bottle, too. I had that says nano water,
mm-hmm.
reconstructed water.
Yeah.
Wetter water. That's a good name, wetter water.
Oh, that's a good one. Wetter water. Huh.
And then underneath it, nano reconstructed water.
Mm-hmm. Wetter water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to check that out.
All right. I don't think you're going to do better than that.
Uh-huh.
So our plants are going wild. We're feeling the energy
mm-hmm.
from the vitality pad and the water. So we're very happy campers over here at Aurora Tech.
Right.
And we're about ready to file our second patent after our first one was just approved.
Right.
So
yes.
We're in an excellent position to move forward.
Yes, we are, Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Now we have investors visiting us from coast to coast.
Yes, yes. We are getting some visitors now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now that the weather's warming up.
Mm.
People want to come to Scottsdale when it's bright and sunny.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's a good time to come here.
It is. Know? March and April is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
May. And then it gets pretty damn hot, but it's still great for
the end of May. End of May is when things start to heat up.
But you know what? Bill and I like it because Dr. Houdini and I like going and working out in the water and stuff. And it's
right.
You get to go there around 4 o'clock every day and watch the sunset and work out in the water. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that part. So there's an upside to everything, I guess. Not everything, but you know what I mean. That 100-degree weather has its upside.
Right.
So.
Well, do you want to take a short break? Let's take a short break.
Oh, I know you're dying to because you're going to play what now? The March of what? What are you going to play?
Here we go.
Okay.
We'll be right back, folks.
You wouldn't announce it. Why don't you announce it? And welcome back. That was Take 5 by Dave Brubeck, written in 19. That was Take 5. Is my mic on now?
Yeah.
That was Take 5 by Dave Brubeck, written in 1959.
Mm.
And he was one of the groovy white dudes who took jazz from the inner city black clubs out into the burbs. And everybody started getting it on with jazz in the burbs. So that was Take 5. And then before that, we heard Night of the Marionettes. Now, who was that by? March of the Marionettes, excuse me. And who was that by?
No, it's Funeral March of the Marionettes.
There you go, Funeral March of the Marionettes. And who was that by? That was written in 1872.
Right.
And that was Alfred Hitchcock's piece for the Alfred Hitchcock Hour
mm-hmm.
in the 1950s.
A great tune.
It really is.
I love it.
It's got a lot of feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pleasant little break. Thank you, Dr. Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
Our little music moment. And we always have all kinds of interesting moments here at Aurora Tech. Let's talk about what is out there in the public, Dr. Houdini. There's all these the move for electric cars, but there's nothing really new that allows them to hold a charge in the last 5 years. Anything that's come out that's really extraordinary in the last 5 years that is anything new that I can think of?
Well, they're trying to make the batteries last longer.
How are they doing? Did they get past that 250-mile mark yet?
You know, the original battery, I think it was called the Edison battery, mm-hmm. was probably the best battery ever made, the first battery. And it had a, I think, a life of about 70 years before it would fail.
Well, you can't have that.
And I think there's some that are still working today.
So they had to chuck that and get one that'll fail every year so they could get some more money in the door.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't want to watch anything less than 70 years. Hell no.
Right. Yeah. You have to have this planned obsolescence
right.
built into all your products.
Everything's supposed to crap out in 7 years, I hear, is the inside
mm-hmm.
scoop.
Well, you know, the battery for our hybrid, I think it only has a 4-year life. And most lead acid batteries, those batteries, 3 to 4 years before you have to replace them.
And they don't tell you that when you buy the car.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy your hybrid and pay an extra $10,000 or something for it, they do not tell you, be prepared to drop $4,000 in every 3 to 4 years.
Now, it gets worse, though, you know, with these all-electric cars, you know, like the Tesla. How long do those batteries last?
God, I have no idea. And how much are they to replace?
Right.
And what does the EMF feel like when you're in it for hours on end? With that strong EMF field that's not really biocompatible or tweaked to your bioenergy at all. So I can only imagine how draining it is to your body.
Right. Well, that is correct, Aurora.
People are complaining about it.
Well, the electromagnetic radiation is quite high.
People are complaining about it and saying they're getting sick from their cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're suing Tesla. There's lawsuits now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. They're suing Tesla for putting out a car that's not good for your health.
Let's see. The cost of a new Tesla battery pack. I thought I might look into that. Let's see.
Well, the point is, they're not conducive to cellular rejuvenation, which makes them a bummer. When you spend $100,000 for a car, and you're exhausted when you're in it for a few hours,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's not a good thing. Any way you look at it,
right? Well, you know, it amps up your system
in not a good way,
right? And our technology, I think, is going to eliminate that problem. Because rather than amping up the system,
it's going to let it relax.
Right, right. Our technology lets you relax.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be much more biocompatible.
Yeah, it'll be
in that sense.
It'll be in a biocompatible field that allows your body to come into full relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
It's when your body doesn't have to fight against a field effect that's not compatible.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'm looking up the battery replacement cost for a Tesla.
Make sure you put that in our patent. That's what allows you to heal, is your body's not fighting against a field effect that's not compatible.
Right.
That's incompatible. I guess would be a better way to put it. Because most of us exist in an incompatible field all the time. From electromagnetics traveling through the air and everything, electrical signals traveling through the air. So television stations are traveling through the air. It's not just when you have your TV on that you're getting the signal. You're always getting the signal.
Now, you know, I looked up the cost of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're complaining about the cost of a
Toyota.
Yeah, a Toyota hybrid battery
for a Camry, $4,000.
Yeah.
4,200.
35 to 40. Oh, is it 4,200?
Yeah.
Okay, to replace the battery pack on a Tesla, I believe it's their Model S, it's about $30,000.
So you might as well consider it junk.
Now, they do have an option. You can buy into a prepaid replacement option for $12,000.
That's big of them.
So that's probably added to the cost of the sale of the car,
mm-hmm.
is to buy into that option. And yeah, it is a big chunk of change here.
It sure is. And they don't tell you that up front when you're looking at them. Oh no, you better research that on your own. Buyer beware, the same old motto. Yeah, I really have no desire to ever buy another hybrid or electric car until the technology in it is biocompatible. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget it. Not worth the extra EMF.
Now, you know, I looked up the life cycle of those battery packs.
Mm-hmm. On Tesla cars?
Right. And see if I think it's 4 years, which is about the life cycle of our hybrid.
And if it's in Arizona, take a year off.
Yeah.
Because the temperature here, when it goes up to 110 or something, it can really fry out your battery. Most people have to replace their car batteries quite often here because of the heat. Anytime your car is in extreme heat or cold, it's going to burn out the battery faster.
So the battery is only at 85% capacity after 100,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the batteries derate over time.
Right.
So, I mean, we can burn through 100,000 miles in no time at all.
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do, Aurora.
And then I let you drive my car.
Yes.
So we burn about 30,000 miles a year.
That's right. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying about 5 years you can get out of those cars. So right now they should... A lot of those Teslas should be, their battery packs should be starting to fail.
The whining and the crying must begin.
Yes. You know, at $30,000 a pop, you know, that's a good chunk of
when
change.
When you got a 5-year-old car, a 4-year-old car, and you're about to drop $30,000 into it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is time to cry.
Yeah. Now, here they're quoting a $34,000 battery pack.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, that's the downside of a lot of these electric cars is, of course, the battery system.
You can't keep them running.
And
all right, so let's say it fails the first time in 4 years. Okay, then you replace it. Then what? Then it craps out again,
mm-hmm.
in 4 years. Now you've got an 8-year-old car. You've invested $130,000 in it or more, $150,000 in it.
Right.
And you're wondering, do I buy another $30,000 battery or do I just junk it?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we looked into, we have our insurance with Allstate. Okay. And they told me that they can literally total a car just on a failed battery.
Yeah, electric battery.
Yeah, so if your electric battery fails...
And your car is 8 years old.
Yeah, and your car is 8 years old.
Okay, and you've got that Tesla car.
Right.
And your car clunks out at 8. Say you hit something happens, you wreck your battery.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's right under the whole car.
Right.
It's easy to trash it
yes.
in that Tesla car. All right. So you trash your battery in an accident. Okay. They're going to total your car.
They're going to total the car.
They will not repair it.
Folks, I was told this by my Allstate insurance
agent.
Agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that.
Yeah.
They can total your car just on a failed battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine they're getting a lot of those now from people who own Teslas,
mm-hmm.
you know, through these insurance companies.
Right. And they're going to say, well, look, your car's only worth $40,000 now.
Yeah.
We can't put a new battery in it for $30,000. Sorry, we're going to have to call it totaled.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, no insurance company covers a failed battery anyway. Unless you're in an accident.
Hmm.
Just because your battery crapped out, there's nobody to probably replace it. But if you're in an accident and your battery craps out, then the big decision comes in.
Yeah. So you have to deal with this harsh reality out there.
Mm-hmm.
That really the weakest link with these electric cars is, of course, the battery.
Yeah.
That's
the big scary part, and it can be really draining to your electromagnetic field.
And then, Elon Musk knows this, which is why he opened up this huge mega factory in Nevada, cranking out these batteries. I mean, the place is just gigantic.
Because he knows they're going to be crapping out every minute.
He knows the life cycle of these battery packs. And he's not only doing this for his cars, but they're also using his battery tech for home systems, too. So he knows there is a fortune to be made.
What's in them?
Making these battery packs.
These battery packs for cars, what's in them that makes them $40,000?
Well, I believe they're the main component. The main element in these batteries is of course, lithium. And a big source of lithium,
is that
I think,
gas
is
or a
in.
Solid?
They have huge lithium deposits of all places, Afghanistan.
Now, is lithium a solid?
Of course it is.
Okay, and is it solid like? How is it real heavy solid or is it?
No, it's a very light element.
Okay, it's a light
which
element.
Which makes it great for batteries
mm-hmm.
because the battery packs, you know, if you look at the old Edison cells,
yeah.
if you were to do, even though you have a 70-year life cycle mm-hmm. with an Edison cell, 70 years, okay, as opposed to only 4 years with these lithium-ion batteries.
No, why aren't they using it the other?
The equivalent battery pack, if you were to use an Edison cell, the battery pack would literally weigh tons because your main component is lead, all right, as opposed to lithium, which is a very light element.
Got it.
Lead is very heavy.
So they can't make the
So
the other
a
one.
Similar capacity using Edison cells. The battery pack, which is literally weigh tons. You'd be hauling a trailer behind your Tesla S sports car. Which I have heard of that done in Europe. These people, they go around with their little cars, right? Pulling a trailer which has like a pack of power in it. I've actually heard of that being done.
Well, with gas at $8 a gallon, you'd be doing it too.
Well, of course, Aurora.
You'd be wanting to haul around a battery pack too.
So the weak link with these electric cars is of course, their battery packs.
Yeah.
And we can address that at Aurora Tech. Okay. We can address that problem of EMF and also these battery packs for these cars.
And you're still interested in doing the Jetson line, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Scooters and things. It's in the pipeline.
Yes, all this is in the pipeline here. So, yes, things are going to be very interesting here very, very soon.
It's hard to take you seriously with that add on.
Really? You like my Mac Ready hat?
It's different, all right.
It's different. Yes, it is.
Make sure that you don't scare the children.
Now, we're just about out of time, Aurora.
Wow.
We have 20 seconds left, so get in.
Everybody, contact us. We'll be happy to talk to you about Aurora Tech. If you're interested in investing or doing projects with us, give me a call, 480-474-4388, and go to Aurora Tech, AURORATEK.US.
And we'll see you in a few weeks, because we're going to be at Aerotech. Have a great week, everyone.